Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The same pattern that you've heard for the last couple of days has continued again today. That being that Donald Trump has said that there are very positive negotiations with Iran, and Iran has said there are no negotiations at all. In fact, Iran, through a spokesperson for their foreign ministry, have said, "We have had no negotiations with America in these 31 days. What has occurred is the submission of a negotiation request accompanied by a set of proposals from America, which has reached us through certain intermediaries, including Pakistan. Our position is very clear. At present, as America's military aggression and invasion continue with full intensity, all our efforts and capabilities are devoted to defending Iran's essence. We have felt the previous experiences with our flesh, skin and bones, and we do not forget the betrayal that was inflicted upon diplomacy in 2 instances within less than a year." Paul Kearns is with us. He's an Irish journalist based in Tel Aviv. And Paul, that of course is a reference to Iran believing that they were in the process of diplomatic negotiations when these hostilities broke out and America and Israel attacked them. Does that make it difficult to find a setting in which they feel they can negotiate in good faith?
Well, good morning, Anton. I imagine it does. But everything is very unclear here, apart from the fact that, there's thousands dead in Iran. There's 1,500 dead in Lebanon. 700,000 people, I believe, are displaced across Lebanon, including South Beirut. And hundreds of thousands of Israelis are sleeping in shelters. The situation is dire. And the political outlook is very, very unclear. One minute we hear from Trump saying he's in advanced negotiations, and the next minute we hear ultimatums. He's going to destroy the oil infrastructure in 6 days unless they agree to his terms, which in themselves are very unclear.
And they seem no clearer to agreeing those terms. We hear reports overnight of a Kuwaiti oil tanker in flames after an Iran drone strike.
Yes, I saw that myself. So there's catastrophic potential environmental damage imminent. And if the war continues, an event like incident like this is inevitable elsewhere. The mood, I think, across the region is increasingly exhausting, exhausted. And the political scenarios for what's going to play out are just... They're getting actually unclearer by the day. There's talk in the UAE of schools not opening till the autumn. Schools in Israel have been closed for 4 weeks, and there's no sign on the horizon from the government in Israel that things will let up. In fact, there's a view that Israel wants to intensify its attacks on Iran in case Trump decides someday he's won. So it's pretty dire.
When you're talking about the actions taken by the Israeli government, the deaths of 3 UNIFIL peacekeepers, interesting statement from the IDF, because the Israeli Defense Forces say that it should not be assumed that incidents in which UNIFIL soldiers were harmed were caused by the IDF, given that it is an active fire area. I presume that despite them saying that, it will be presumed by many that it was the IDF.
It will be presumed by many that it was the IDF. And, to be fair, we can't, we can assume or presume that, but we won't know the facts until we know the facts. But the reality of the situation on the ground in South Lebanon, again, is catastrophic. 700,000 are displaced. 10% almost of the entire territory has been told to be evacuated. Vast areas of South Beirut are under fire. So, and 1,500 is the estimate of deaths, with thousands injured. So the deaths of 3 UNIFIL soldiers, tragic as it is, and the presumption of who or how they died, is one small story in a catastrophic situation in Lebanon.
And we're going to be analysing that a little bit later, for because obviously there are an awful lot of Irish peacekeepers in the region. Carl Berry will be with us to look at the risks that they're running. While we're talking about Israeli actions, Paul, the other recent reports are a lot of concerns about a new law that is being interpreted as being racially based death penalty penal legislation, wherein there will be a death penalty effectively for Palestinians who are seen to by Israeli courts be trying to undermine through acts of terror the existence of Israel. But it effectively means a death penalty that only applies to Palestinians. Is that a fair interpretation?
It's a fair interpretation, and this law has passed under the cover of war, and it's shocked many middle Israelis in the middle of the political spectrum. Israel hasn't put somebody to death for a crime or a political crime since Adolf Eichmann in the 1960s. What is very disturbing, what's happening inside Israel, as Israel is attacking Iran and Lebanon, and Israelis are in shelters and prevented from demonstrating against the war, is that this very far-right government is pressing on its agenda domestically under the cover of war also. So the political situation internally in Israel is getting very, very dark.
Yes, and I read that the criminal responsibility age will be lowered, linked to that law, to as young as 12 years of age. Again, something that I think a lot of people might have huge concerns with.
You know, I can't imagine the vast majorities of Israelis accepting the idea or the concept that death penalty could be applied to minors, despite the horror of what we've witnessed in Gaza over the last 2 years. But as I say, there's an election this year, and you know, there's hope across many sectors in Israel that this government will be defeated, and that particular agenda, internal agenda of this far right government, will be reversed. But who knows? There's a lot happening at the moment.
Paul, thank you very much. That is Paul Kearns, Irish journalist based in Tel Aviv. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.